This Saturday, July the 1st, Sunrise Farms, which is located at 2177 Tinkling Spring Road in Stewart's Draft, is celebrating their 20th anniversary. They've got a whole bunch of stuff scheduled for this Saturday. We're going to talk about it right now with Maynard Miller and talk about a little bit of the history of Sunrise Farms. Maynard, and it looks like you've got a lot for the folks to do this Saturday to help you celebrate your 20th anniversary.
Yes, we welcome everyone coming out to see the farm, learning how and why we operate the way we do. At the time we began the business, it had already began as a small business in the kind of an organic, natural, non-GMO, and they were just kind of feeling their way through. The owner of the farm wanted to sell, and so he approached me about it, and I just told him that I thought it was more than I could handle. Well, he kept after me, and I was at a place, my family, where my sons needed work. I wanted to have a family business. I always had somewhat of a family business. And after thinking about it and discussing it with our family, and finally it came to pass June 1st of 2003. Two of my boys at that time were with me. We were just small. And Joel Salgin or Polyface Farm helped us along. They were very instrumental in helping us get started and knowing what types of feed that he was using. And he helped us with a lot of the recipes. And since then, we have tweaked those for a lot of our customers. We do custom blends. So, yeah, our customers have had a lot of input in what we've been doing here. One of my values has always been do the best you can. It's not always perfect, but do the best you can anyway. Customer service was one thing that's been second to none. I mean, we've tried to bend over backwards, and our customers appreciate that. Our drivers, delivery drivers, are nice and friendly. They're helpful. That's one thing that we often stress at our driver meetings is the customer is the most important person concerning our business.
Maynard Miller is with us today from Sunrise Farms. I would guess, Maynard, one of the things that's most rewarding, you say your kids were very young when you started. You've had a chance to see them grow up and also grow up as the business has expanded. Did you think you would be able to be as successful as you've been becoming this location for the all-natural meat products? You cover a wide variety of beef, pork, lamb, turkey, and chicken, but also non-GMO feed and whole processed animals that you'd be able to build into this very successful enterprise.
No, I have not. It has really been the blessing of the Lord, and I give him all the credit. Granted, we have worked hard. I know that he's allowed us to do this, and I thank him every day. In the back of my mind, I wanted to do this, but I just never dreamed that it would go to this extent. I mean, I'm happy, and because of demand for it, our customers appreciate it. They like it. We have been able to produce a quality feed, have fresh feed. The feed we manufacture on a daily basis seldom sits on the floor for more than a day or two, and it's gone. So it's always fresh.
And it sounds like you also took advantage of what's become a very strong consumer trend, and that is people want to know where their food comes from. And obviously, they've been very satisfied over the years with the product you provide, and probably that's opened the door to even new customers for you.
Very much so, yes. And something that's been my philosophy is, and I guess I'm a chance taker, but opportunity only knocks once, then many times. Sometimes it's more, but when an opportunity is there, take advantage of it. And I say this as not taking advantage of people, but taking advantage of opportunities. I think there's a big difference.
Let me quickly run down your product line. As you mentioned, the all-natural meats, which are available in your store, beef, pork, lamb, turkey, chicken, wholesale meat, including whole animals and live animals, free-range eggs, raw honey, and different specials throughout the course of the year, and then the non-GMO feed that you also make available. As the business has grown, is there one particular thing that you hear from your customers, one of the things that keeps bringing them back time after time?
One thing I hear is they just love our meat. Our chicken has a different taste. It's not like your run-of-the-mill meat. It's just a good, solid, firm meat. They love it. They love our beef. They love our chicken, pork, and Thanksgiving turkeys. People just rave over our Thanksgiving turkeys. I'm convinced we have a superior product. On the feed side of it, customer service brings people back. There are times we make mistakes, but we correct them. We try to make sure our customers are happy in the end. They are the ones that control what goes on in the business, because if we wouldn't have them, we wouldn't have anything.
We're talking today with Maynard Miller of Sunrise Farms. They celebrate their 20th anniversary this Saturday. Let me run down for you just some of the things that are going to be happening. You can come out and celebrate with them. They're 20 years at Sunrise Farms. They're going to have farm tours, wagon rides, also some educational lectures provided by Jordan Green, chicken and pork barbecue dinner, local vendors, and discounts on non-GMO feeds and meats, including of the week prior. This is all happening at Sunrise Farms. They're located at 2177 Tinkling Spring Road in Stewart's Draft, and it's this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And if you'd like to, you get a little look behind the scenes, but also, if you've never been to Sunrise Farms, you get a chance to take home some of that product that Maynard has talked about. Maynard, congratulations on 20 years of business, and we appreciate you being with us on WSVA.
Thank you. It's been good to talk to you.